Melting Pot with Ian Pearce.
Every Sunday morning from 6.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
So what are you giving up for Lent? Well, what about booze? Or maybe you not give it up, but cut down rather than give up. Either way, you'll save money. And what are you going to do with that money? Well, one man will take it off your hands is Adam May, the National Director of Development of Christian Nightlife Initiatives. He's urging people to give up alcohol for Lent for a special cause, and he's here to tell us more. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ian. Good to talk to you once again.
Right. So, giving up booze. What's the initiative here, then?
It's called the CNI Lent Alcohol Challenge. It was an initiative that we launched on Ash Wednesday, basically doing exactly as you said, trying to encourage people to give up booze for Lent. Quite often, many people give up various different things, but alcohol, I find, is one of the things that people find hardest to give up. So, Christian Nightlife Initiatives, those that are the kind of umbrella organisation for the Street Angels project, are kind of coming together and urging people to give up alcohol for Lent.
And of course, as Street Angels, this is one of the biggest problems you encounter, are the problems caused by excessive consumption of alcohol.
It is. One of the things that we're finding up and down the country, it's not just limited to Beds, Hearts and Bucks, but up and down the country, Street Angels are going out Friday and Saturday nights and finding out people who have drank a little bit too much and needing things. So what we're doing is encouraging people to give up alcohol and give the money that they save to support the work that Christian Nightlife Initiatives are doing to support those who are out in towns and cities across the UK. There is very much a call to encourage people to give up alcohol, very much so. I think one of the things that the MP for Crime Reduction, James Brockenhurst, said this week, that actually people are blighted by booze.
Mm.
And so it's good that people can give it up and do something positive with the money that they save.
You're going to be better health-wise? You're going to be better financially as well?
Indeed. I mean, one of the things is, we forget how much money it actually, you know, how quickly our bank balance goes down when we are drinking.
I was interested in seeing the Scottish proposals at the moment to make sure that, alcohol isn't discounted.
Indeed. One of the interesting things that comes up with the Scottish debate now, I was hearing a bit about this on the radio, was actually other crimes increase when people have been drinking, and, you know, not least domestic violence.
Mm. And the cheap drink, when I went out with the street pastors in Luton, one of the things I observed was that young people, girls in particular, were turning up drunk before they even started their evening. They drunk a cheap bottle of wine at home and then go out on the town.
It's interesting that most people actually do. I mean, I was in Halifax very recently giving a seminar to a group of young people in Mixington, and one of the interesting things that was coming out was girls even as young as 12 were drinking, you know, quite significant amounts of alcohol before going out and doing whatever it was they were going to do. And that is actually quite scary, Ian.
Yeah. Now, is there a way we can direct this money to you?
Indeed, you can. To find out more, the CNI website is the best thing to do. The website address is www.cninetwork.org.uk, or you can email me to hello@cninetwork.org.uk, and to find out more, you can also go onto our blog there, and there are daily Facebook and Twitter updates inspiring you throughout this season of events.
Brilliant. Okay.